A cooler change for the Sunshine Coast is being welcomed by our exhausted fire crews who spent the night battling a large blaze at Image Flat and Kyambe near Nambour. Residents were told to evacuate at about 10 p.m. as crews struggled to gain access to the fire front. Close to 3 hours later, the immediate threat had passed and locals were allowed to return to their homes. Multiple firefighting appliances remain on scene this morning while water bombers will continue to make drops onto a separate fire at Obiobi and Whitter this morning. Acting Assistant Commissioner Peter Hollier says crews are anxious about what will happen over the coming weeks, with the local region under a total fire ban until at least midnight, Monday, November 6.
We're hoping for some reprieve moving into Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. However, there will still be high fire dangers.
Meantime, there are growing concerns that a fire bug may be behind 4 fires that have broken out across the region in the past couple of weeks. Blazes at Biwa, Landsborough and Meriden Plains are all being treated as suspicious. Detectives say a fire which began at Stokes Road at Biwa on Sunday was deliberately lit, while they're also investigating whether a grass fire off Sattler Road at Meriden Plains was lit, the offender cutting locks to a fence to gain access. A shed was destroyed in that blaze. A bushfire near Roy's Road in Biwa on October 21 is also being treated as suspicious. Anyone with information is being urged to contact police. Also making news, current and past students and teachers at Sunshine Coast Grammar School are mourning the loss of former principal Maria Woods, who passed away in late October. Ms. Woods left the school at the end of 2021 after 10 years at the helm. 3 tiers of government and business leaders have met in Sippy Downs for a special forum this week. The 75 members discussed how they can work together to prioritise and deliver infrastructure for the region. Debbie McNamara from Economic Development Queensland says the talks focused on how to improve the delivery record of regionally significant and major projects for the coast.
Growth is something that is not going to go away in the short term. So it's about how do we lean into it? How do we respond to it in a really positive and collaborative manner? Having business come together with the 3 levels of government is a really powerful opportunity to have the kind of conversations about the role that we all play in delivering on those positive outcomes.